Well, apart from the south coast, large sections of inland southern New South Wales are also under threat. Stephanie Boris has more.
The nation's capital is becoming a refuge for many tourists and residents fleeing fires.
Some quite distressed, some needing support.
Mark Duggan works for the Red Cross and is helping at the emergency relief centre set up at a school hall in Canberra.
Some have escaped from, escaped from the East Gippsland, so they've come from quite a way south, others from the coast.
Tourists from Nowra all the way down the south coast to the Victorian border are being urged to leave, but the fire danger spreads even further than that. An evacuation order has been issued for the Kosciuszko National Park, home to the Snowy Mountains. Acacia Rose owns K7 Adventure in Thredbo.
The national parks went around to all of the camping areas, evacuated people and closed down the camping ground.
She left yesterday and says all efforts have been made to track everyone down as it would be dangerous to stay.
When those trees go off, they explode and we can have timber down over the road and blocking the access and the egress routes.
Millie Brent has been trying to escape the threat of fires for nearly a week.
I started my holiday on the south coast near Batemans Bay and actually went up to Thredbo because the conditions were looking scarier down there, and then cut the second half of my impromptu holiday short for the same reason.
An avid mountain bike rider, she left Kosciuszko National Park just before the evacuation order was issued.
When the fires get in there, I don't know how they could get them under control.
Widespread extreme fire danger is forecast for a large section of southern New South Wales this Saturday.
The snow gums are beautiful as always, but the mountain bike tracks are incredibly dusty, which is a sign that they haven't had the rain they need.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Service has urged all tourists in the Snowy Monaro region to leave by this morning. This includes Adaminaby, Anglers Reach and Jindabyne. Further south and closer to the Victorian border, the RFS has urged all residents in Gregg, Cancobin and Tooma to leave, saying they will not be able to defend those communities on Saturday, while residents in Batlow, which is northwest of Kosciuszko National Park, were told to evacuate by last night. Back in Canberra, those working at the Emergency Relief Centre say they're ready to help whoever comes their way. Among those working is Ray Ackhurst.
Our role here is to provide clothing and personal items, toothbrushes, toothpaste.
Counselling and accommodation is also on offer, and as to how long the centre will be open for.
How long is a piece of string? It's until things settle down. We just wait and see. We be prepared.
A statewide total fire ban is in place today and tomorrow.
Stephanie Boris reporting, with additional reporting by Claudia Long.